This is a download from Unofficial Mills.
Now, this all started yesterday when we were talking about the phenomenon, which is now all over the UK, the bathroom valet. In pubs, bars and clubs all over, it's the person that just waits in the toilet to offer you a towel, spray you with a bit of cologne, maybe use the soap dispenser for you to put on your hands, and then kind of waits there and you feel quite guilty and therefore give them money in the little dish. It's happening everywhere. We had somebody on yesterday who went to a works Christmas party and one girl was so drunk she gave one of the bathroom valets 50 quid. So we thought there's blatantly money to be made here, which is why we're doing this. Tell me where you are now, Laura.
I'm in a pub toilet.
Nice. Now, this is the kind of place that really doesn't have any kind of bathroom valet, isn't it?
It's disgusting in here.
After today, though, I hope they'll be getting one. I think you might bring a bit of much-needed class to that place you're in at the moment.
Do you know what? My OCD is actually going mental. There's, like, wee on the floor and stuff. It's horrible.
It's not the nicest pub we've sent you to, is it?
No, it's really not. I want to get out the bleach.
It's not a gastropub, by any stretch of the imagination. No leather sofas, no wooden floor, no expensive Belgian beer.
No.
It's down to earth, I would call it. Right, when you were in the pub a couple of seconds ago, describe some of the people that were in there.
A lot of them were quite old. You know when you go into pubs and there's people who have blatantly been there all day?
Yeah.
And they've got nothing better to do.
Uh-huh. And it's the same people in the pub every single day.
Yeah,
one of those.
Like us in 20 years' time.
Yeah, that's right. Now, these people aren't probably used to the idea of bathroom valet.
Mm-hmm.
But let's introduce them to it, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's time to leave your cubicle, Laura, and set up shop in the loo, all right?
Okay, hang on.
This is the idea. Can Laura get away with setting up shop in the gents at this pub?
Oh! It smells...
Hello?
Hurry up.
Describe the toilet for us.
They've got those urinals on the wall with things in the bottom.
It's not a clean place, is it?
No.
Right, describe what you've got with you, please.
I'm just getting out of the bag now. Okay. I've got some deodorant. I might spray some. Hang on. Some,
what else is in the bag?
Hairspray, some Old Spice aftershave, some hair gel, styling gum, a sanitary towel, and a lollipop.
Excellent, okay. See, they're not used to this posh stuff at all, are they?
And I've got a tin.
Now, I do think it's important that people should know that they should give you money, all right?
Okay.
Maybe you could put a couple of quid in yourself, just so they get the right idea?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you could just lay it all out around, like, one of the sinks... And then just wait for someone to come in.
Okay.
I can't see you, but I can picture it perfectly in my head.
Brilliant.
So what's it like in there, Laura?
Well, apart from really smelling quite bad, there's a toilet at the back which looks filthy. And then there's three urinals on the wall opposite me.
Well, you've been to a men's toilet before. I've sent you to them.
Not like this one. Like, the stones in the bottom of them, and I don't even know what they're for.
There's what?
Stones in the bottom of them.
In the urinal?
Yeah.
They look a bit like ice cubes.
Mm-hmm.
That happens a lot.
Okay.
In most of them, I would say.
All right, then.
There's one toilet around here, right?
Mm.
You'd hate this. Where, instead of, like, the ice cubes, they have, like, a little football goal in the urinal.
What?
And you just kind of aim.
What, so you can play games while you go through?
Yeah, it's just like a little game of football by yourself.
Oh, my God.
This is a whole new world to you, isn't it?
It really is.
Right, now we just sit and wait, really.
Wicked.
Hi, Laura.
Mm-hmm.
This is not making for great radio at the moment, so what I'm going to do is play a record, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as someone comes in, tell me, and we'll do it then, all right?
Okay.
Speak to you in a minute, bathroom valet.
Okay.
Right, that was Muse and Radio 1. We need to go back to Laura. What's happening, Laura?
Someone's coming, I think.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks. Hiya, come on in.
Hi, what's going on?
No, it's all right. I've just got some products here if you want to use them.
But... gents, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Come on in.
What?
It's all right. Are you okay?
Yeah, good,
sir. Do you need any products or anything?
Let them go first.
Sure. Yeah, that's cool. All right, that's fine. You go ahead. Don't mind me.
Tell him you won't look.
I won't look.
Has he gone in the cubicle?
Mm-hmm.
See, you wouldn't normally have gone in the cubicle, I don't think. He didn't want you to see his wang.
Mm-mm. Maybe try and have a conversation with him now. Ask him if he's all right in there.
Ask him if you saw the football at the weekend.
Mm-hmm. You see the football at the weekend? Yeah.
Right, money comes out.
Right then, so, let's get you some stuff.
You've astonished me. What on earth are you doing in here? Some
do you,
odd happenings.
Do you want some soap?
No,
just press that. Are you sure?
I know what it's been.
Oh, really? Yeah. Any deodorant or anything? You can have it if you want, honestly. Or there's... What's that? You have some aftershave.
Is that from 1956?
That's Old Spice, that. I was going to offer you some hair gel, but...
It might grow back again.
Give him a spray. Give him a spray of something nice.
Come on, just have a little bit of this.
What's it?
I'm not doing my job properly if people don't take it. It's just deodorant.
You're doing the job. You're not paying you well, girl.
Well, I've just got an ashtray.
Got a little dish here for contributions.
No, that's all okay.
I'll just spray some there, you look.
Yeah, all right. And walk through it, shall I?
Yeah, walk through it like a lady.
All the best. Thanks.
Have a good day. All the best.
Did you get any money, Laura?
No, he didn't really take anything. Mm-hmm. I'd sprayed him with deodorant.
Oh.
Afternoon.
Get your ass out of the toilet, love, yeah?
Oh, sorry.
You're taking the mickey down, yeah?
Oh, I was trying to do you a favour.
You're doing me no favours, no. Thank you very much.
Do you not want anything?
No, thank you. I'm the manager here, like, and you do things like you've got to ask people. You have to say complaints.
Oh, I was just trying to do you a favour,
okay,
not
yeah,
be a...
Go, yeah, thank you very much.
All right.
She's been marched out.
That man complained.
Oh, no.
He wasn't happy, was he?
No.
Well, do you know what? I think that's stupid of him. I think that's very, very silly, because that made his public a lot more classy.
It really did, and I offered him some products, but he didn't want them.
He's obviously happy with those disgusting toilets.
Well, that's his loss then, isn't
it? Definitely. Right, well done anyway, Laura.
Thanks.
Come back.
Okay.
This is Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Many people thinking I'm quite cruel for sending Laura to a nasty men's toilet. She loves it. She loves doing it for the show. Just wondered, we didn't get any money out of it.